The Power of Others Podcast, Season 2020, Episode 4. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. ThePowerOfOthers.com is the website. This is the Power of Others podcast, helping leaders make better decisions faster, helping people leverage the power of others. Today, let's talk about one chapter does not tell your whole story. Today's episode is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. You can find out details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. I'll have more to say about that at the end of the show. The power of others is most evident when we get into trouble. And the trouble that we create through our own foolishness, our own negligence, maybe even our own stupidity. I know you don't want to admit it, but we have all experienced it. Nobody is immune. All of us have written awful chapters in our lives. Hopefully, we didn't make them the longest chapters of our lives. Worse yet, let's not make them multiple chapters that just end up defining our whole story. The most wasted lives in society are lives just like that. Lives devoted to ongoing, constant foolishness, or worse, maybe evil, maybe wickedness. Most of us are guilty of youthful indiscretions and idiocy, and sometimes maybe we weren't even so young when we did it. But if we're surrounded by people who care about us, then we can move quickly and we can course correct. And that's why our associations are crucial for our well-being. It's why parents and grandparents care about who their kids and their grandkids hang around. The wrong people can influence us to extend our worst chapters. They foster the continual writing of a bad story. I mean, come on, it's why people who get out of prison often go back to prison because, well, their associations don't change. They go right back to the same folks and the same neighborhoods and do the same bad stuff they did that got them in there in the first place. We are responsible for our own story. This isn't about diverting the blame onto other people. It's our life. It's our story and our decision on how we write it and our decision on who we're going to surround ourselves with. Being responsible means it's up to us. It doesn't mean that it's solely up to us. It just means that we can decide to silo ourselves and we can decide to go it alone. Or we can decide, you know, that's stupid. I need help. Why struggle alone? Well, there are lots of reasons, really. None of them are very good, but there are many reasons why we do struggle alone. We don't trust anybody enough to be fully candid. Maybe we don't trust somebody enough for us to be vulnerable. We're afraid. We don't think anybody can help. We don't think anybody is willing to help. We think people need some special skill or some special knowledge, and we don't know anybody with that special skill or that special knowledge to help. We don't want to impose on anybody. We don't think we need help. But here's the thing. When we are struggling, we may not be at our optimal best self. I mean, is that a crazy assumption? At the times that you've struggled, those times that you were in the middle of a bad chapter in your life, are you at your best? Probably not. Remaining in the struggle, going it alone, prolongs the chapter. It's not likely going to be our best chapter either. Read any biography of a successful person and you will read about failures. In fact, sometimes you're going to read about a lot of failures. And sometimes you're going to read about extended periods of failure. Hey, here, let's try something. You feel like a challenge? Let's do this. I've tried this numerous times and the results are universally true. Well, okay, so far. Maybe you'll be the outlier. I want you to think of a time when you struggled. I mean, when you really struggled. A time when you were really stuck. A time when you felt like you were just a colossal failure. Now, think of how you escaped it. Think about the path that you found to get out of that. And when it began to turn and you began to succeed, are you thinking about a person? Was there a person? Was there a single person involved in your turnaround? One person, just one person who showed up at just the right time? A person who gave you a helping hand? I'm guessing that there was. I'm guessing there was such a person. I have not yet met a person who, after just a few moments of sober reflection, could say that they dug their way out of the abyss all by themselves. Hadn't happened. If you just did, then email me. I'd like to hear your story. People tell me stories of a friend. They tell me stories about maybe even a stranger, somebody that they didn't know before. Maybe it's a relative, somebody who helped them get to their feet. And without that assistance, they admit that their struggle would have continued. Many of them say, you know, I don't know how it would have worked out, but it did work out because this person showed up in their life. In retrospect, people tell me about the bad chapter of their life. And some had a few bad chapters, but everybody happily admits that those bad chapters, that wasn't the whole story. Not the whole story at all. Thanks to the people who provided them just what they seemed to need at the right time. I've never talked with a successful person, and you can measure that any old way you want to. You can measure it financially. You can measure it by accomplishment. You can measure it by achievement. I have not met yet a successful person who claims they were able to do it alone, who claims they were able to write better chapters, to craft better stories by just going it alone. No, I tell you what I found. I have found that the people who are successful, they tell me that they've been able to write better chapters and craft a better story by leveraging three basic behaviors. And let me tell you what they are. Number one, they figured out what they were good at. Now, in most cases, this winds up being the thing that they most enjoyed doing. They devoted themselves more to that, and they decided, I'm going to quit trying to be something I'm not. Secondly, they were relentless in pursuing their goal. And that was made possible because they figured out a goal that was congruent with their natural talent. I mean, persistence helps, but if you are having to be persistent at something you absolutely despise doing, you hate doing, and you're not very good at it, okay, you're not going to be persistent. Third, they were all able to move forward because somebody helped them. In some cases, they found help from others in order to even accomplish the first and the second things there. Better stories are always written by people who had collaborators, people who didn't hesitate to help them, not people who wanted to write a story for them, not people who wanted to impose their story on them, but people who were willing to help them create a better story for themselves, people willing to be part of their success. What if we could be more intentional to craft a better story? What if we could take serious aim at writing better chapters, chapter after chapter after chapter? What if we wrote better chapters? We can. The goal or the pursuit doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, it can be greatly enhanced by finding the right people willing to help. Because help is all around you. And there are three basic steps that you can take. And you can take these right now, today. Number one, realize there are many people capable and willing to help. This continues to be the hurdle for most people. They disbelieve this fact. They convince themselves that all those idiotic sentiments that sound so wise, such as, if it is to be, it's up to me. They believe that that's how life has to be, that they've just got to go this alone. They alone have got to figure this out. Meanwhile, the most successful people understand that the fastest path toward a better story are people who can best help them write that story, the story that they most want to write. And so they believe that. Number two, get past your fears. Now, whether your fears take the form of insecurities or feeling like you're imposing, get over them. Just get over them. They're in your head. They only exist because you choose to believe them. Keep telling yourself the truth. And here's the truth. The world is full of people who will help, people who can help. Fears will prevent you from finding those people, mostly because your fears will paralyze you from even looking for them. Number three, act. Make choices that are congruent with the story you most want to write. Think of yourself as the main character in the story. Well, because you are. And if it helps, think of yourself, well, not as yourself, but as that character. And visualize what the story will be when it happens just exactly the way that you would like it to happen. What's the ending going to be to your story? Now, work your way backward. Reverse engineer this story so that you can make it come true. Your character is going to have to do certain things. Your character is going to have to make certain choices. Your character is going to have to avoid doing some other things if this story is going to play out the way that you want. Okay, now get busy. Get busy behaving in those ways so this story will become your story, because it is your story. If you're currently stuck in a bad chapter, don't despair. Commit yourself to get past it, end it, and end it fast. Solicit help or refuse help and refuse to believe that anybody will help, and extend the chapter so that it will last much, much longer. If you are a small to medium-sized business owner, I've got a plan for you. I can prove to you that there are people who are willing and able to help you. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network is the offer. This is an 8-member Peer Advantage group made up of small to medium-sized business owners from all over America who get together twice a month by way of a video conferencing platform to do for one another exactly what I've been talking about in this episode, helping one another grow their business, grow their life, and grow their leadership. I want you to go over there to thepeeradvantage.com, click the Apply Now button, a very brief survey, which simply serves as a template for you and I to have a meaningful conversation. At the end of the conversation, we can decide, is this something we want to move forward on or not? No harm, no risk. Safe, very, very safe, and confidential. ThePeerAdvantage.com. Boy, January is wound down in a hurry. You've just listened to episode 4 of season 2020. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is thepowerofothers.com. Be well, do good, grow great. My name's Randy Cantrell. See you next week.